Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation. If you have teenagers in your home and maybe they're starting to experiment with the concept of wanting to have a boyfriend or a girlfriend and getting into the whole dating and relationship scene, it's very, very common. It's very, very perfectly normal for kids to feel that way. But what can you as a parent do to make sure that they maintain a level of sexual purity during this special season? Today on the Homeward broadcast, you're going to hear parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns give you a powerful and encouraging word that teens and sexual purity, that mission is possible. But the content of today's edition of the broadcast is definitely intended for parents. It's not intended for young children. If you have children with you right now, turn off the radio or turn off the computer and come back and listen to this again on your own. Now here's Jim.
I think out of this mystery, instead of teaching our kids don't do it and making it so negative, we need to teach them why to develop a healthy view of sexuality from a very positive standpoint.
Who are you?
I'm Beth.
You're early.
Excuse me?
I reckon you're all dressed up like that for the trash collector.
I'm Jim Burns. When our kids are younger, they have a natural curiosity about members of the opposite sex. Well, that's normal. However, when they become teenagers, well, that interest in sexual activity becomes a lot more intense. And you know what? That's normal as well. Well, to the average teenager, sex looks like fun. Well, it's mysterious. It might even seem like all of their friends are doing it. Well, that's why it's up to us as parents to help equip our kids with a theology of sexuality where sexual purity is the primary goal. You don't have to let fear and uncertainty lead your kids to make some unwise decisions in this most important area. So if you have kids in your home right now, well, I'm glad you are with us today for our continuing conversation called Teens and Sexual Purity, Mission Possible. That's here right now on Homeward.
Thanks for joining us today for Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. Today we're going to continue our conversation about teens and sexual purity, how this mission is possible. And these are principles that you'll find in Jim's brand new book called Accept Nothing Less, God's Best for Your Body and Your Mind and Your Heart. And Jim, you know, this is such an important topic for us as parents, especially because teens are just so naturally curious about sex and sexuality. And yet you've created a resource that parents can come alongside our kids with and just kind of read it along and have these conversations, have this dialogue.
You know what's interesting is I think teens are curious, but we are too. I
mean, yeah.
One of the things that I say to kids, and I even say it in this book, is that sex is mysterious. You know, we haven't figured it all out. Now, you know, as adults, we make babies, we figured out those aspects, but it's still, we're curious about it. And I think we can help kids understand that it's a mystery. And part of that mystery is a very spiritual mystery, because I believe that the Bible says that a man and a woman will leave their fathers and mothers, and they will be united, and the two will become one flesh. And the mystery of that is that in our sexuality, we become one. It's a graphic illustration, but a beautiful illustration. And so I think out of this mystery, instead of teaching our kids don't do it and making it so negative, we need to teach them why to develop a purity code and why to develop a healthy view of sexuality and actually a theology of sexuality, why we would do something like that from a very positive standpoint. When we do that, I think our kids will want to follow this purity code that we talk about. And I think our kids will actually understand that this is a mystery and it's created by God for marriage and the beauty of a marital relationship.
Jim, you say in the book, Accept Nothing Less, you have a great statistic. It says most studies show that the average teenage guy thinks about sex every 20 seconds. And I think you're being very, very generous. But teenage girls don't seem to be wired the same way. And sometimes that can lead to a rather combustible situation. You have this guy who's just thinking about it all the time and the girl who maybe is or isn't. Talk about some ways that we as parents can kind of help our kids understand, you know, whether we have sons or daughters or both in the home. How do we understand navigating this?
Roger, Ben and I are laughing. You know, Ben in the sound studio back there, I mean, he's laughing and I'm laughing because you basically said every 20 seconds a guy has a sexual thought. And then you said, boy, I think you're being generous. Yeah. You know, I had a young guy come up to me, and I'll answer your question in a minute, but I had a young guy come up to me when I was speaking a lot on sexuality to teenagers. I was doing so much of that before.
Yeah.
And this kid came up to me and said, hey, well, you know, I'm 16 years old. And I'd said the average 16-year-old has this thought. And he said, well, what am I supposed to think about the other 19 seconds? It's always on my mind.
Oh, always.
Actually, I don't think that's the only thing that guys think about, but they can get there pretty quick.
Seems like it sometimes.
And you know what? I think today's girls think more about sexuality. Because remember, it's not so much about just having sexual intercourse, but it is about sexuality and sensuality, and it is so key. I think we have to help our girls understand that the male sex drive is different than the female sex drive. And literally, we teach them at a pretty young age that boys are different. You know, physiologically, of course, boys are different than girls. But we also, as it goes through the process, we have to help them understand even the sexual systems of boys and girls. Now, again, I'm not saying to be gross by doing this, but as parents, it's our job to have those kinds of conversations. And way too often, you know, we say, you know, don't trust those pigs. All boys are pigs. Well, that's not a way to communicate that, but it is a way to help girls. Like with my girls, I would always say to them, girls, guys look at skin. And I say, that's a very beautiful outfit. And I don't think you're doing that for the guys. I think you're actually dressing more for your girlfriends, but I want you to know what the guys are thinking with
right,
that.
Right.
And in that process, that's a part of teaching my girls, because I had girls, how guys think. And I think it's important sometimes for dads to have that conversation with their daughters. But I also think it's just as important to have the conversation with guys to help them understand what has hit them.
Yeah.
And I oftentimes want to teach guys, and I do, you know, this is how you bounce your eyes. You know, you're going to look at that beautiful girl. But if you let your mind go too long on that, that's not going to be healthy. So what I'm trying to do in Accept Nothing Less and other resources is teach guys to bounce their eyes and teach guys about their own sexuality, because sometimes they don't have a control on that either.
You can't control the first look, but you certainly have some say in the second one, that's for
absolutely.
Sure, as far as bouncing
absolutely.
Your eyes. Well, now, sometimes, though, let's look at this from the girl's perspective. There's a teenage girl who's got some very, very strong emotional things going on right now in her mind, in her heart, and she sees the guy of her dreams and says, but Jim, you don't understand. I'm in love with this guy, and I know that it's right, and I'm 15 years old, and I'm ready for this, and I've got these very, very powerful feelings. What do you tell the parent who says, my daughter thinks she's in love with her boyfriend, and she really wants to act on those
feelings? Well, you may be surprised, but I say she probably is. It's puppy love, and puppy love is real to puppies. But it's not real love. And so we have to help them discern the difference between love and infatuation. And for most kids, when they're 15, it feels like love and their bodies are doing all kinds of things and their minds are doing things, but it really is kind of an infatuation. And so part of our process, not easy always as parents, is to help them understand the difference between, you know, love and infatuation. Infatuation is short term. Infatuation is a physical connection, where love is a long-term connection. In fact, love would mean that that young woman would not want to have sexual relations with that guy and that guy with that girl, because they're going to respect each other. Because as you see in the scripture, especially in Ephesians 5 and farther, when they're talking about marriage, we are to love our wives, we are to respect our husbands, and even in a relationship that's not in marriage, that's what we're called to do.
Homeward is the largest provider of Christian parenting seminars in the U.S. That's an interesting statistic to me, because we do so many of these, but we don't really think about it. But we're talking to a lot of parents across the country, you know, week in and week out. And I know that parents come up to us at the seminars and they say, okay, I have a son or a daughter who was kind of a shy kid, and then all of a sudden they really just kind of blossomed, and now I'm afraid that they might be blossoming a little too much in terms of the area of sex and sexuality. What do you tell the parent who says, well, you know, my kid is becoming more popular, but I think it's because maybe they're more sexually active, and the word's kind of getting around, especially like with a girl?
Yeah, well, it's heartbreaking, actually. Yeah. And, you know, I think, were you with me this week in Florida? Because we had this conversation, sort of, and we have it all the time. We've got to spend a lot of time with our kids, because it goes back to what I said. If we do the proper sex education, it doesn't mean that our kids are going to be absolutely not sexually promiscuous, because some may go that way anyway, but the fact is that we have a better chance at it. So you have the dialogue, you have the conversations, you help them understand, and it's bumpy. It's bumpy. It's not going to be simple. They're not going to accept it. If they just totally accept it, gosh, you know, you got the kid of the century, but most kids will fight back a little bit, especially because we're talking about older kids today. Nevertheless, they need to have the truth put before them. I find that kids appreciate that. And I think it's important for us as parents to have that kind of dialogue. And where we shut down their spirit, or where we shut down the dialogue, is when we get upset and we call them a name because we found out that they were sexually promiscuous. Mm-hmm. Well, if they are, then I think we come alongside them and help walk through that process with them on why are they doing that and what is going on there, not just shut the conversation off by calling them a bad name and moving on.
Well, this is an ongoing dialogue as we're talking about teens and sexual purity, and the mission being a possible mission that we can help our kids find sexual purity. And it doesn't really matter. This is one of those from this moment on type of situations. I want to ask you on the other side of this break about what advice you give the parent whose son or daughter hasn't been living the purity code lifestyle up to this point, but what can they do to kind of help kind of get back on course again. We're going to talk about that on the other side of this break. Today on Homeward, Dr. Jim Burns talking about principles that you'll find in his brand new book called Accept Nothing Less, God's Best for Your Body, Mind, and Heart. This is a book for teenagers. It's an outstanding resource for us as parents to read along with our teens or preteens as well. And you'll want to order online at homeward.com. That's HOMEWORD.com. And while you're online with us, you want to check our online resource center for many other materials that you'll find there, books like The Purity Code and Teaching Your Children Healthy Sexuality. Also, a vast assortment of articles and tip sheets dealing with this topic of teens and sexual purity and sex and sexuality for kids. And also the Real Life Answers section of our website, too, Jim. We get lots of questions day in and day out from parents who have questions about how do I talk to my kids about sex and sexuality.
Sure, there are other subjects, but yeah. You know, right now as we talk about this, you know, I feel like there should almost be a drum roll because this is one more part of that Pure Foundation series. And what I'm learning with that is that parents really do want help and they need help. This is actually a dream of mine to be able to put something from ages 3 to adult and put a whole series together with this Pure Foundations Accept Nothing Less. I'm so glad it is out, and it's actually, like you said, a part of the Purity Code, which is for kids 10 to 13. Accept Nothing Less, which we're talking about today, is 14 and older. And again, there's fine lines. It doesn't sure. mean it has to be exactly. And then the adult books, and then we come out with the series with the younger kids. And again, it's a part of the job description of a parent to talk to their kids about healthy sexuality, and we want to come alongside them at Homeward in any way we can to help them do that. So we're going to provide the resources, but you know what? We're not going to be there.
Yeah.
Parents, you got to do the job.
That's right. It's something that each of us as parents has to kind of step up to the plate here, and especially dads, get involved. Take a look at this Pure Foundation series from Dr. Jim Burns, and make it a priority to teach your children about healthy sexuality. Today on the Homeward broadcast, Dr. Jim Burns talking about teens and sexual purity, Mission Possible, here as we broadcast, as always, from the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family here on the campus of Azusa Pacific University. You can learn more about the school when you go to homeward.com and just follow the prompts, so kind of click through to the APU website. More of this conversation coming up in just a moment.
I'm Jim Burns with today's Homeward Snapshot.
That should do it.
Can I start the fire, Dad?
Well, you think you can handle it?
Dad, I'm not a little kid anymore.
You know, you're right. You're going to be 12 pretty soon, and that means you're going to start going through some changes in your life.
What do you mean?
What I mean is that some of the things we've been talking about over the past couple years, they're starting to happen. I mean, your body's changing, and you're probably starting to notice girls a little more, that kind of thing.
Well, it's never easy to have the talk with one of your children. That's why I recommend that parents make this an ongoing dialogue rather than just trying to cover all the aspects of sex and reproduction at once. Children need to receive positive, value-centered sex education from their parents. And if we don't answer their questions, well, somebody else is going to, and it might turn out to be someone with a lot of influence but not much helpful or factual information to share. Well, for a free copy of my tip sheet called Positive, Value-Centered Sex Education, go to homeward.com.
And welcome back to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. Today we're talking about teens and sexual purity, Mission Possible. And it is possible for our teens to live by the Purity Code. These are principles that you'll find in Jim's brand new book called Accept Nothing Less, God's Best for Your Body, Mind, and Heart. And if you'd like to get a copy of that book, you can order one directly from our Homeward Resource Center. Go online to homeward.com. That's HOMEWORD.com. Or call us toll free, 1-866-500-PARENTS, 1-866-500-7273. Jim, we've been talking a lot in recent weeks here on the program about the Purity Code and how important it is for kids to live by it. There's a parent who has a teenager right now, a son or a daughter, who hasn't been living by the Purity Code, and the parent's saying, what can I do to help my right. son or daughter in this area to start living this way?
Well, you know, again, one of the often asked questions, and what I try to do when somebody comes up to me on that is I actually, if I can, honestly, I would love to just kind of give them a hug.
Yeah.
or at least have a group hug, because that's a tough thing.
Yeah.
Our hearts grieve. And over the years, I've seen so many parents just grieve because they have tried and they have wanted and they've prayed for this child. And this child was this incredible child and still is, but they've not lived by the Purity Code. So first and foremost, I say to the parents, go ahead and grieve, but don't get too angry at the kids where you shut down their spirit. You know, I think it's very important that we say to them, I love you. I believe in you. Because God does the same thing. And this is where we have to show unconditional love. And unconditional love, the same love that God gives us, is not love that accepts that. But what can we do to help you? How can we help you? So I think it's first and foremost important for that parent to have that conversation with the kid and say, you know what, obviously we disagree on this. I am concerned that, you know, you're in this situation and here's why. And have the tough conversation. But I want you to know, we're not going to only have a one topic conversation for the rest of your adolescent years. We're going to keep bringing this up, but it's not going to be the only thing. Because a lot of times then parents only have the sex conversation and nothing else. This is a kid who needs the love of mom and dad. I also think it's very powerful when parents say, just as God forgives you, I forgive you also. And I love the scripture in Isaiah 43:25, when the Lord says, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I remember your sin no more. You know, that's powerful. You know, and if you confess your sins, 1 John says, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. So what I say to kids, and I think parents need to say this to kids too, but what I say to kids is, hey, you blew it, okay? I want you to know that God will forgive you, and he can actually make you pure again. Hey, there's some consequences, and there could be consequences like pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases.
Right.
And there are some consequences. Do not doubt that. But the truth of the matter is that in God's eyes, they can be forgiven, and they need that. And when they hear that, you know, I don't think it's going to be that they're going to run and try to go have sex again. I think they're honestly going to understand from the spiritual side. You know, I said earlier in a previous broadcast that there is physical discipline, but also the spiritual discipline. I think people will refrain from unhealthy sexuality because of the spiritual discipline more than the physical discipline.
Jim, so many kids get into a dating situation and actually start sexualizing that relationship because you say they're looking for unconditional love. They're not getting that at home. Maybe there's a divorce or there's some kind of fracture in the family structure. And so they'll go looking for love in all the wrong places, as the song used to say.
Well, you know, I do. And yet I'm not going to bag on the divorce, or not. I'm not going to bag on, because I think there's a lot of pretty much absent fathers and absent mothers in many places. And I don't think it's all about the parent. And a lot of times parents will say, you know, if only I was different. And they'll, you know, those feel like a failure. You know, I think that's an element of it, obviously. And I tell dads to, you know, make sure that they show affection to their daughters so they don't get the need for some kind of false affection. I agree with that. And you were talking about kids getting involved in sexual relationships. I think sometimes they just fall into it, Roger. Yeah. They don't mean to. Most kids, I don't think, are looking for that immediately until they've had that, and then they start looking for it in all the wrong places. You're right. So I think it's important for us as parents to even warn them about being at places like Inspiration Point, to warn them about what could take place in a dating relationship, in a physical relationship. And, you know, most parents don't want to talk about this stuff. I mean, I don't with my girls. I don't want to say, hey, you know, if you're kissing really heavy, there's a chance that, you know, something else is going to go on. But I needed to have those kinds of conversations with my girls. And they were not always accepted well. But you know what? Now I think they appreciate those conversations.
Yeah, they certainly do. Well, as we're talking today about teens and sexual purity and how this mission is possible, Jim, I want you to unpack a concept for us that you talk about and have talked about on the program before called radical respect, and how it involves helping a kid really experience unconditional love from God and then take that unconditional love into a dating relationship.
Well, here's the deal, Roger. A lot of people have relationships who are Christians, and especially kids, that really are not God-honoring. And the reason is because they will go to church on Sunday and maybe they're involved in the youth group, but they don't do relationships in the God way. And I call this radical respect. And what I'm challenging kids to do, and I love this concept, in fact, it's maybe the most favorite concept I have in this particular book, maybe besides the purity code, have them do the purity code, but the radical respect is this. The Bible says that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So what I'm saying to kids is, you know what, our job is to honor each other's body. So what I say is, you know, John, you're not just dating Susie, who's this really cute girl who has beautiful eyes and hair, and sometimes I'll even bring kids up on stage to do that. And Susie, you're not just dating John, who is this hunk, and I always kind of rub his hair because I don't have a lot of hair, and you know, usually the kid I bring up does. But I say, you're dating Christ who lives within him. And you know what? There's kind of a, what you just did, there's kind of a, whoa, And I say, you know what? He invented romance, and he invented our bodies, and he invented love and all these other things. So it's not like he's anti-love, but what he wants is the best for you. And radical respect means that even you and me, our job is to radically respect the opposite sex and not objectify the opposite sex as a sex object. And we tend to do this in our society. I'm trying to teach kids to radically respect them the way that God would want them to be by looking actually at that scripture and saying your body is the temple of God. So, you know, I'm going to treat that body a little differently when I understand that, no, Christ resides in her body. And so my job is to honor and respect her and actually cherish that because it's a gift from God.
You talk about, I know I've heard you talk about this in the context of marriage, how you encourage married couples to really outdo each other in showing honor. Is this something that in a dating relationship, kids can actually grasp this concept
as
well?
No, I think so. You know, why do we only talk about this in marriage things? And, you know, it's the same with me. You know, I was saying the other day at a marriage conference that I was speaking at that the scripture verse for me is outdo one another in showing honor. That's Romans 12:10.
Right.
Well, in many ways, that's what kids need to learn. You know, how do we outdo one another in showing honor? And part of that is how we treat them relationally and how we treat them on dates and how we treat them in a physical way. And again, that doesn't mean that boys and girls can't fall in love. I mean, that's what we do. And
yeah.
Then, you know, oftentimes that leads to marriage and, you know, on and on. But the truth of the matter is if they would just take that verse, outdo one another in showing honor, it would really change the way that they deal with their sexuality. And actually, then they would accept nothing less than God's best, you know, kind of the title of this recent book.
It's a nice tie-in there, Jim, and I'm sure that's the reason why you and the publishers came up with this title, Accept Nothing Less. And this is kind of the capstone, if you will, of this whole Pure Foundation series. Now, as a parent listening to us here on the Homeward broadcast today, if you have a son or daughter, or maybe a son and daughter who are in the teenage years, and you're thinking, oh, it's over. We didn't have this conversation soon enough with them. I want to give you some encouragement. This book, Accept Nothing Less, is very, very hopeful. And you can order a copy directly from our Homeward Resource Center. When you do, a portion of the proceeds will actually go to support the Ministry of Homeward. So for more information on how you can order any of the Pure Foundation series online, go to homeward.com.
There's a book for adults, because most adults don't have a clue
right.
how to do it, and I don't either. I mean, this is kind of my learning process. Somebody asked me, how long did it take you to write this book? And I said, well, it's taken me about 30 years because it's been a process for me as well. And then there's the book Purity Code for Kids 10 to 14, or thereabouts.
Ish, yeah.
And basically, that's the book that, in some ways, it's not replacing Dr. Dobson's Preparing for Adolescence. It just simply is a different version. His book was written in 1984, mm-hmm. and so many people have been touched by millions of people.
Landmark book.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And what I want Purity Code is to be a book like his, not replacing his, but a book like his here in the 21st century, because we've got to deal with issues for those kids on internet pornography. We've got to deal with helping them be challenged to do the Purity Code. But a lot of things that kind of weren't around way back, you know, there in the 1980s, as well as this book, Accept Nothing Less, which is for 14 and older. Pretty much no hold barred. I talk to kids about anything and everything. I try to do it from a God-honoring view. I have questions for parents to have dialogue with their kids on it. It's never too late. Even if your kids are older, still have that kind of conversation. Then we got two more books, ages 3 to 5 and ages 6 to 9. And one is going to be about curiosity for the 6 to 9-year-old, because they're so curious. At least my kids were.
Yeah.
I'm still curious. And maybe I'm still a 6 to 9-year-old at heart. And then the 3 to 5-year-old is real basic. We're trying to teach them a basic theology of sexuality. And you know what? I'm really excited about it, if you can't tell.
Well, we really need to, I mean, and this is the culture we're in now, where the dialogue has to start early, it has to be ongoing, and by the time our kids hit the middle school and high school years, they should be able to say, I'm going to accept nothing less than God's best for my body and sex and sexuality.
Right. We challenge them that way, and you know what? When they make that decision, no one will regret it.
Well, we are very fortunate here at Homeward to be able to provide resources to you as a parent listening to this program, either on the radio or online, or if you're podcasting with us through iTunes. We've got resources for you to help out. And of course, the one we've been talking about today is Jim's book for high school kids. It's called Accept Nothing Less. It is part of the Pure Foundation series that also includes The Purity Code, which is a book that's great for kids in the 10, 11, 12 years of age range. And then a couple other books for younger kids and the capstone book for parents, which is called Teaching Your Children Healthy Sexuality. All of these books, plus a couple of audio resources, are available in our Homeward Online Resource Center. If you are interested at all in this conversation, and we know you are, you'll want to visit our Online Resource Center today at homeward.com and check them out. And if you see something that you would like to purchase, please know that when you do purchase through the Homeward Online Resource Center, a portion of the proceeds go to support our ministry. And now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.